Yeah, it was a pretty special night, so I was excited. Our whole team was excited. You know, it's a we haven't had one of these games in a long time, so it's always fun being out there and getting the opportunity to go play. And we took advantage of it. It was a good win. Thought our guys played hard. Obviously, there's a lot of things we could do better. So we're gonna get back to work. We got 10 days before we go up to Buffalo, and that's always a tough place to play. So we got a lot of studying ahead, and hopefully get a little rest this weekend and get back to work.
Tom, you lost your first two centers to injury. How was it lining up with your rookie out there? What was the chemistry like? Were you comfortable with him?
Yeah, we've worked pretty hard, getting him up to speed, and he did a tremendous job. I think all three of those rookies that played on the inside did phenomenal. It's a tall task to get them up to speed with all the different variations and protections and adjustments that we tend to make. And I thought they really hung in there. They played with a lot of toughness. So it was great to, Dave did a great job at center, Trey and Shaq, and, the two tackles are phenomenal. So it was great protection all night. It really allowed us to get some guys open down the field.
Tom, is it a relief to have a night that's really just about football after the last 8 months?
Yeah, I love being out there with my teammates playing. And so, yes, I think it was something I really look forward to. And I was excited to go out there and certainly to win. To be 1-0. So last year we started 0-1. It's always tough to do, but we got to a little better start.
Tom, given everything obviously has gone on over the last number of months, was there any did this feel like a different opening night to you? Was there a little heightened anticipation for you? I mean, you came out on that kind of sprinted down the sideline there, seemed to be pretty jacked up.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I think the regulars around here always see me pretty excited, especially running out there in pregame. Coach says you always, you put everything you have 1 week and you put everything you can into it for that one 3-hour performance. And, it's just a big buildup and, we worked hard. I felt like we had 9 different review sessions to go over all the different things to cover. And obviously they did a lot of things that we didn't really expect or work on. And we try to make adjustments and just how the opening week typically goes. We're trying to get to know your players, their players. Make enough good plays, get the ball in the end zone.
Tom, would you describe the first touchdown pass to Gronkowski along the match? It looks like you were looking for the ball because Gronkowski was uncovered.
Yep.
The what happened?
Yeah, we went to the line pretty quick, and it looked like they had some problems getting aligned. And I was trying to call for the ball from the center. I was clapping my hands, to let them know because there was a little bit of crowd noise. And I was just trying to get the ball in my hand so I could make the throw, just making sure we were set because I saw that, they were misaligned. So anytime they don't cover Gronk, usually gets it, certainly in a situation like that. Down in the red area, I thought we did a good job capitalizing. That was a big play in the game.
How about the second and third touchdowns to Gronkowski?
Yeah, the second one was the – oh, yeah, that was a great play. He made a great catch, and that was a good one. And then the fade was good. We lined up in the set before and threw a different pass to Chandler, and he made a touchdown. And Gronk got out there and had a mismatch. And, he's such a big target out there. He's got great catch radius. So a lot of times if I just put it up there close, he comes down with it.
And then the 52-yarder to
Gronk,
after they closed 29.
Yep.
It seemed like a big momentum play. What did you see
there? I was a big play there, blitzing off my left. And, we picked it up, and, Gronk was able to run down the seam. And they lost track of him. So he made a kind of a great run, too. Made the guy miss, made the safety miss, made a few other guys miss. And then, that was obviously a huge play in the game.
You guys had a great connection, but you didn't do it in the preseason in games because he didn't play. I mean, how hard is it to sort of do what you did tonight without having that experience in the preseason?
You don't really forget how to play football, I think, in the 7 months. So I think it was nice to be out there and it's a little different than the preseason. So I know the expectations are always high every time we take the field, and I think it's good to have that. At the same time, I think, it's nice to focus on an opponent, work, for 7 or 8 days on a team and try to figure out the things you do well that they don't do so well, try to get some matchups. And, I think that's what our team has always done a pretty good job of identifying, the weaknesses and perceived weaknesses in the defense, and then you try to go after those things. So, Gronk made a lot of big plays tonight. Jules made a lot of big plays. We got to keep getting everybody involved, certainly the running game, and getting LG back, you know, will be good. So we got a lot of work ahead. It's a long season, but it's good to get off to a 1-0.
Guys, last question is going to be right here. Sorry.
How much, I mean, I believe it was 4 red zone touchdowns between Gronk and Chandler. How much fun do you anticipate it's going to be having those guys in that area going forward?
Yeah, they're a tough matchup down there because obviously their size and, you know, their ability to get open on one-on-one coverage. So, you know, if you want to play zone, we have a lot of options. And then when it's one-on-one, you've got such big targets. And, you know, all, you know, 4 of those plays were, you know, that type of confusion on the first one, mismatch, you know, on the one to Chandler, mismatch on the one to Gronk. You know, so it was, you know, and then we took advantage of another one on the little pop pass I threw right over the top of everybody. So it's, those guys are big. You know, they're big, they're tough, they're physical. You know, hopefully we can keep it going. It's a 4-4 in the red area is a good place to start. So thank you guys. Have a good night. Thanks,